Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The 21-Day Miracle, How to Change Anything in 3 Short Weeks by Ed Rush is a self-help and personal development book built around a fast action framework for change. Rather than treating transformation as a slow, open-ended process, the book argues that meaningful progress can be organized into a focused 21-day sprint. Rush draws on his background as an F-18 pilot and frames the method as a strategic sprint, a system meant to help readers move quickly from intention to execution. The book is aimed at people who feel stuck, want clearer direction, or need a practical structure for changing habits, goals, or routines without relying on vague inspiration. Its purpose is not to promise effortless results, but to provide a compressed, step-based approach that encourages commitment, planning, and measurable follow-through. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the strategic sprint as a compressed method for change. The central idea in the book is that lasting change can begin through a deliberately short execution cycle. Ed Rush presents the strategic sprint as an alternative to long-term goal setting that often remains abstract and unimplemented. The value of this approach is not that 3 weeks can solve every problem, but that a shorter horizon creates urgency and reduces the tendency to overthink. By narrowing attention to a 21-day window, the reader is pushed toward specific action instead of indefinite planning. This matters because many self-improvement books emphasize aspiration while leaving the reader without a structure for daily behavior. Rush instead tries to connect motivation to execution. The method is especially relevant for people who have stalled after repeated false starts, because it reframes progress as a sequence of focused decisions rather than a distant identity shift. The book therefore treats speed as a practical discipline, not as a slogan. Secondly, using a 3-stage framework to turn intention into practice. The book is organized around a 3-stage process that gives the reader a clear path from concept to application. First, it introduces the strategic sprint and helps the reader build a personalized 21-day miracle plan. Second, it identifies common areas where change tends to matter, such as personal direction, habits, and relational or emotional patterns. Third, it provides tools, worksheets, and resources intended to support implementation. This structure is important because many readers do not fail for lack of desire, but because they do not know how to translate broad ambitions into a sequence they can follow. A staged design reduces ambiguity and makes the book more operational than purely reflective self-help. The worksheets and planning elements also suggest that the author sees transformation as something that can be tracked and adjusted. In that sense, the book is less about abstract theory than about helping readers create a repeatable process they can use again. Thirdly, a military mindset applied to personal productivity. One of the book's most distinctive features is its use of Ed Rush's experience as a combat F-18 pilot to support the logic of rapid execution. The military background is not presented simply as autobiography. It is used to reinforce the idea that speed, discipline, and readiness are trainable. In that context, the book links personal change to the principles of mission planning and decisive action. This gives the text a more operational tone than many motivational books, which often rely mainly on emotional encouragement. The fighter pilot framing also helps explain why the book emphasizes focus under pressure and action before doubt can dominate. Readers who respond to concrete systems may find this framing useful because it turns self-improvement into something closer to training than wishful thinking. At the same time, the military analogy shapes the book's identity in the category. It is not just about positive thinking, but about execution with a sense of mission and control. Fourthly, targeting multiple areas of life instead of a single habit. The book presents the 21-day process as a way to make changes across several domains, including mind, body, emotions, relationships, and future direction. That breadth is significant because it positions the method as a general change framework rather than a narrow habit-building manual. Instead of focusing only on productivity tricks or only on emotional growth, the book tries to connect internal discipline with external outcomes. This wider scope makes the method appealing to readers who do not experience their problems as isolated. For example, a person may feel that poor routines, low confidence, and stalled goals are connected, and the book's framework is designed to address that kind of overlap. The implication is that change works better when the reader sees life as an integrated system. However, the broad scope also means that the 21-day approach functions as a starting point rather than a complete solution. The book's practical contribution lies in helping readers choose a direction and begin movement across several areas at once. Lastly, as strengths and limits of a rapid transformation model, a key analytical point about the book is that its appeal comes from its clarity and pace, but its limits come from the same source. Readers and reviewers tend to appreciate that it is concise, practical, and easy to apply, especially compared with more theoretical self-help books. The presence of worksheets and a step-by-step structure makes the book feel actionable rather than purely inspirational. At the same time, the 21-day promise should be understood as a launch mechanism, not a guarantee of permanent change. Real habits, relationships, and career direction usually require continued effort well beyond 3 weeks. That tension is not a weakness. If the book is read correctly, the value lies in establishing momentum, not in claiming that all transformation will be finished within the time frame. This makes the book most useful for readers who want a disciplined starting point and who understand that short sprints can create traction but not replace long-term maintenance. In conclusion, The 21-Day Miracle will be most useful for readers who want a structured, action-oriented approach to self-improvement rather than a reflective or philosophical one. It fits people who feel stalled, overwhelmed by vague goals, or unable to convert intention into execution. Its main benefit is that it compresses change into a manageable framework, which can help readers build momentum, clarify priorities, and test a new routine without committing to an undefined long-term program. Intellectual value comes from its practical emphasis. It treats transformation as a process of planning, staging, and follow-through, rather than as inspiration alone. What makes it stand out in the crowded personal development category is the combination of military-style execution language, a clearly bounded 21-day format, and the use of tools and worksheets to support implementation. It does not try to be a comprehensive theory of human change. Instead, offers a focused system for beginning. Readers looking for a concise, disciplined, and highly practical starting point will likely find it more distinctive than broader motivational books. If you would like to support EdRush, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.